The night is past, and joyful day appeareth most clear on every side. With pleasant music, we therefore salute you, good morrow, mistress bride. From sleep and slumber, now awake you out of hand, your bridegroom stayeth at home, whose fancy, favor, and affection still doth stand fixed on thee alone. Dress you in your best array, this must be your wedding day. God Almighty send you happy joy, in health and wealth to keep you still, and if it be His blessed will, God keep you safe from sorrow and annoy. This day is honor, now brought into thy bosom, and comfort to thy heart. For God hath sent you a friend for to defend you from sorrow, care, and smart. In health and sickness, for thy comfort day and night, He is appointed and brought, whose love and liking is most constant, sure, and right. Then love ye Him as ye ought. Now you have your heart's desire, and the thing you did require, God Almighty send you happy joy. In health and wealth to keep you still, and if it be your blessed will, God keep you safe from sorrow and annoy. There is no treasure the which may be compared unto a faithful friend. Gold soon decayeth, and worldly consumeth, and wasteth in the wind. But love once planted in a perfect and pure mind endureth weal and woe. The frowns of fortune, come they never so unkind, cannot the same overthrow. A bit of bread is better cheer where love and friendship doth appear, than dainty dishes stuffed full of strife, for where the heart is cloyed with care. So were is the sweetest fare, and death far better than so bad a life. Sweet bride, then may you full well contented stay you, and in your heart rejoice. Sith God was guider both of your heed and fancy, and maker of your choice. And He that preferred you to this happy state will not behold you decay, nor see you lack relief or help in any rate, if you His precepts obey. To those that ask it faithfully, the Lord will no good thing deny. This comfort in the Scriptures may you find. Then let no worldly grief and care vex your heart with foul despair, which doth declare the unbelieving mind. All things are ready, and every whit prepared, to bear you company. Your friends and parents do give their due attendance, together courteously. The house is dressed and garnished for your sake with flowers gallant and green. A solemn feast your comely cooks do ready make, where all your friends will be seen. Young men and maids do ready stand with sweet rosemary in their hand, a perfect token of your virgin's life. To wait upon you they intend, unto the church to make an end, and God make thee a joyful wedded wife.